Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Chav Gimel in Meseches Shabbos. We are now, Bezras Hashem, moving along the 85th daf in Shas. We pick up on the last line on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Tashma. The Gemara is discussing the machlokes of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Do we model the lighting of Neros Chanukah after the Mikdash, where clearly the mitzvah is to light the menorah in the Mikdash, or is it the placement in its appropriate place that is the mitzvah? We really haven't fleshed out very well nafkaminas between Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. The attempted nafkaminas that the Gemara had brought down above yesterday were rejected. Nevertheless, let's continue on, and maybe eventually we'll be able to see some clear nafkaminas. Tashma, Damar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Ashashios shahisa dolekes v'lechas kol yom kula. If you have a large utensil of glass, Rashi here uses a term in Old French, which is similar to the English term. Always a fun bonus. Lantern. Ashashios, Rashi says, is a lantern. Shahisa dolekes v'lechas kol yom. It was lit the entire day. L'motzoi Shabbos, mechabu madlika. You could put it out on Matzoy Shabbos and then light it for your menorah. Analyze the Gemara. Yeah, I'm a Peshlem Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah Shapir. If you can say Hadlaka is what does the mitzvah, then that's fine. What should the There should be no problem with that approach. However, Eli Yamit Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, if you're going to say if putting down is what the mitzvah is, Hai Mechabe Umadlika, is it enough just to simply extinguish the previous candle and then light again? You have to place it down. The first time you placed it down, you didn't do it for the mitzvah. Rather, what you should do, mechabe umagbia umenicho madlika. You have to extinguish, pick it up, and place it down, and then light it. Mi boilek. Va'od, and another kasha. Minikame varchina, sherki chom sasa v'sivan l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. Since the formula of the bracha is to light the candle of Chanukah, shmamina hadlaka osa mitzvah, shmamina. This proves to us hadlaka does the mitzvah. So the Gemara did give us an afkamina between hadlaka osa mitzvah and hanacha osa mitzvah, and that is that what happens if you never did hanacha in the place at all of the menorah. So the Gemara says we have that case in the case of the lantern, and all you have to do is relight it. You don't need to do a new hanacha. That proves to us hadlaka osa mitzvah. Then the Gemara applies this in another direction. Now that we say the lighting does the mitzvah, if it was lit by a cherishot v'katan, even if it was put down by the bar chiyuv, if it would be a hanachos mitzvah, that should be fine. However, we pass on lokos mitzvah, and if a bar chiyuv does not do the lighting, and someone who's a potter, a cherishot v'katan, does it, then it wouldn't work at all. Isha v'adai medlika, in contrast, the Gemara now goes off on a tangent of those who are acceptable to light and those who are not acceptable. Chershav the katan are not, but a woman can certainly light. Dom Reb Shuvan Levi, Nashim Chayavos B'Ner Chanukah. Women are Chayavos in Ner Chanukah. She'af Hein Hayu Bosa Anes. They were also involved in that miracle. Rashi explains, this, there'll be different opinions, but let's go first with Rashi, that the Greeks had decreed that all of the girls of Klal Yisrael that were supposed to get married had to go to be ba'ul to the general of the Greeks first. As well, Rashi adds that it was through a woman that a nes was done. The Ran explains that what it means that through a woman nes was done, because the Medrash describes that the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol gave one of the Greek generals cheese to eat, and then she cut off his head. So Rashi tells us two reasons why women are chayavos. They were part of the gzera, number one, and number two, they were instrumental in bringing about the nes. The Gemara continues with the port into halacha. Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes taught achsenoi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Someone who is a guest is also chayiv in ner Chanukah. The Gemara will explain what a guest should do. Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, "Me reish kavina be rav." When I was a student in yeshiva rav, Mishtatafna bipriti behadi ushpiza. Then whoever I was staying by, I would add, give them a pruta to be included in their lighting. Bussin and Nasivi, after I got married, Bussin and Nasivi Isisa, Amina, I said, Hashtavadal tzrachina, I don't have to. Even when I'm away in yeshiva, in those days, you see that the married fellows used to go away in yeshiva, the komadliki alai, Big Obesoy, they're lighting for me in my house. And therefore, I don't have to light on my own. The sugya of achsanoi and the implications of it are quite significant, and they're also important lahalacha, Bezer Hashem, that will be one of our halacha topics. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol hashmanin kulan yafin l'ner. All oils are good for a candle. V'shemen zayis min amufchar. But shemen zayis is the best. Amar Abaye mireishav mehadim mar ashimcha deshum shmi. Originally, mar used to go after. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol hashmanin kulan yafin l'ner. All oils are good for a candle. V'shemen zayis min amufchar. Shemen zayis is the best. Amar Abaye mireishav mehadim mar ashimcha deshum shmi. Abaye said he used to go after the oil of sesame seed. Amar hay mashech nahari tfei. It is the best for bringing out a good fire. Kiven neshama lahad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But when he heard that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the best is olive oil, mahadar amishcha dezei, say he went after oil from an olive. Amar hay tzilil nahari tfei. It makes the clearest flame. Gemara continues, Vam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we have another teaching from Yeshua ben Levi, and revolves around oil as well. Kol hashmanim yafin l'diyo. All oils are good for ink. Shemen zayis min hamufcha. But the best of all is shemen zayis. The Gemara wants to clarify what part in the process of making ink is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi referring to. Yiboilu, legabel o la'ashen. Are we talking about the mixing of the oil or the smoking of the oil? Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil Legabel that there are two parts in which ink is made. One is that oil is heated up and the soot that comes up from the smoke presses against, it's heated up under a glass, it presses against the glass, and the glass becomes darkened by the soot. It's then scraped off, the soot is scraped off, and put into, once again, oil. It's put into oil and mixed together, and then dried in the sun, and then, once again, moistened into the ink. So oil is used in two stages of the process. One, that it's heated up to create the soot. And number two is oil is mixed with the soot. And then, ultimately, an integral part in the process of making the ink. Tashma detani Rav Shmuel bar Zutri, kol hashmanim yafin l'diyo. Oil is good for ink. V'shem zayis min hamufchar. Bein legabel, bein la'ashen. The answer is, that's the olive oil is the best, both for mixing as well as for smoking. Rav Shmuel bar Zutri, mas nehachi, kol hashmanim yafin l'diyo. Rav Shmuel bar Zutri learned it as follows. All smoke is good for the ink. V'shem zayis min hamufchar. But the best is olive oil. Amar Ravuna, kol ha. Ravuna taught all types of sap that come out from the wood are yafin diyo, are good for to put into ink. Usraf, whose name is kataf, yafa mikulam. That is the one that is the best of all of them. Gemara now continues and gets back to the halachos of Chanukah. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi told the name of Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. Someone lights a Chanukah candle, he needs to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, Harah Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Yirmiya also taught there is someone who sees Ner Chanukah also needs to make a bracha. The Gemara will tell us what those brachos are. Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon, on the first day of Harah Mevarech Shtayim, Umadlik Mevarech Shlosha. On the first day, someone who sees makes two brachos, and one who lights makes three. Mikan ve'elech, on the second through eighth day, madlik mevarach shtayim, the one who lights makes two, varo mevarach achas. And the one who sees makes one bracha. Mai mimayit, what bracha is taken away after the first night? Mimayit zman. That is the bracha of Shechianu. That's called the bracha of zman, thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for bringing one to that time. Asks the Gemara v'nimayit neis, but one should not say the bracha of neis if you already made a bracha she'asa nisim lavosenu bayomim ha'hem bazman hazeh, which is the second bracha that we make after we light the Ner Chanukah. We already said it once. Why do we say it on the second through eighth? Answers the Gemara, neis kol yoma isay. A miracle every day was an independent miracle. Gemara continues, mai mevarech, what bracha do we make? Mevarech, the first brach is Asher Kidshanu Sosav Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That Kosh Baruch Hu commanded us to light the candles of Chanukah. But we say Vitzivanu. Asks the Gemara in the last narrow line, Vehechan Tzivanu. Where are we commanded in the Torah? What's behind the Gemara's questions, of course we know, that's not found in the Torah. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. It came about after, way after, the Torah was finished by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua with the last three psukim. Rav Avya Amar Milos Asur. Rav Avya says that all rabbinic enactments have a negative precept in the Torah. And that's the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Lo Sasur Min Adavar She Yerucha Yuminu Smol. Don't sway from the words of the Chachamim. Rav Nechemya Amar Shalavicha V'yegeitcha Zekeinecha V'yomrulach. That also is a mandate that makes us commanded. In other words, the Torah tells us that the rabbis are going to command us, and we're going to be bound, as the Torah tells us, to their commands. Masav Rav Amram asked the following question. You said that you make a bracha on mitzvahs derabbanan. I've got the following problem. Hadmai. Dmai, of course, is fruits that there is a chash that an Amaretz did not take trum off of it. Ma'arvin bo, you could use it for an Erev. U'mishtatvin bo, you could use it to make a shitufe muvos. An Erev is with a chatzer. A shitufe muvos is when a few chatzerim open into a mavui, which opens into a larger road. U'mivarchin alav, you can make a brach on it. U'mizamnin alav, and we do a zimun on it. U'mafrishin oso arum, and he could take off the necessary requirement of truma when he's not dressed, ubein hashmashos, as well as in bein hashmashos. Now the critical part over here is mafrishin oso arum. That is that the person is allowed to be undressed. Now the Gemara analyzes. If he's going to be mafrish from the demai when he's undressed, v'yamrit kol medrabanan boi bracha, if you're going to say demai, which is the chiyuv medrabanan, and would also require bracha. Hacha ki kaya arum hechim mevarech. How could he make a bracha if he's standing naked? Va beina vaya machanecha kadosh veleka. The Torah says that you need one of the requirements of bracha is vahaya machanecha kadosh. And the Gemara in Brachos told us that being naked is a violation of that precept. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, Vadai de Devrayim Boy Bracha. If it's certainly a Chiyuv Midrabban, then you need a Bracha like Ner Chanukah. Safek de Devrayim Lo Boy Bracha. However, if it's only a Safek, so then in such a case, if it's a Safek Midrabbanan, but not that the Rabbanan said definitely that you're Chayiv, but rather they instituted a Chshash, which was mechayiv yumi safek, then you don't need a bracha. Asks the Gemara of a yom tov sheni, the safek divreyemu. But when it comes to yom tov sheni, that means what we call the second day yom tov sheni shel galius. We doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're supposed to keep the first 2 days of Pesach in Chutzlars. It only says the first day of Pesach. But the Rabbanan came along and said me safek your chayiv. So that's a Safek Divrayim, and yet nevertheless we make a bracha, we say Shemona Esrei of Yom Tov, we say Kiddush, etc., etc. Hasam answers the Gemara, Keichad Zelzel Bei. Really, one should not make a bracha. But Chazal wanted Klal Yisrael to take it seriously in Chutz La'aretz. There are many halachos in Yom Tov Sheni that try to protect the honor of Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore, in order not to be mezalzel, we make brachas. Rava, my Rava says, Rov ame oretz ma'asrin hein. Rava says that over here, when it comes to demai, it's only a small chshash. The majority of ame oretz take off meiser, and therefore, if it's a rov, then that is doing it. There isn't a chiyuv, and that's the reason you don't make a bracha. In contradistinction to Chanukah, which is a definite chiyuv, and on that, you most definitely make a bracha. The Gemara continues discussing now the placement of the Chanukah menorah. Amar Rav Huna, Chatzos Sheyesh Al Beis Pesachim. If there is a courtyard, a person's house opens up to a courtyard. A courtyard that has a house inside of it, which has two entrances into the courtyard. Tzricha Shtei Neiros. Then you need to light two different candles by each reference. Entrance. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara later on, that it's the fear of a chshad, that someone's going to pass by and say, oh, I know a person, there are two people who live in this courtyard, of course there's really only one, and one of them hasn't lit a menorah. So because of chshad, you need to write light in two places. Amar Rava lo amar en elamishtei ruchos. The only time we say this is when the entrance in the house is in two totally distinct directions. Avol miruach achas lo tzarach. If it's on one side, then you don't have to worry. My time, what's the reason? Asks the Mar. Ilay mishum chshad doch chshad deman. If we're going to say it's chshad, then who are we afraid of? Ich chshad d'alma. If we're worried about people from other cities that are passing by, so then afil bruach achas nami l'boy. Even if it's on one side, you should be afraid that they're going to think that there are two different people who live in the house, and one of them is lighting, one of them is not. And if you're afraid about actually the people in the city, even if it's on two sides, everybody knows that Reuven has a house with two different entrances on two different sides. And if he didn't light on one, it's because he lit on the other. Answers the Gemara, it's really a fear of the people in the city. We're afraid that at times they're going to pass by one entrance and not the other entrance. And they will say, well, if they didn't light in this one, they presumably also didn't light in the other one. The Gemara shows that this idea of chshad is already found in the formulation of Dine D'oraisa. And just like when it comes to Dine D'oraisa, maybe we could add that we have chshad. So too, the Rabbanan instituted chshad and the prevention of, even when it comes to Neros Chanukah, having to light at both ends. How do we know that we're choshesh for chshad? Says the Gemara, the sign we learned in B'raisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon, b'shvil arba dvarim amra teira, laniach peya b'sof sadeo. There are four reasons that a person needs to put down peya at the end of his field. Mipnei gezel anim, because of the fear of stealing from anim. The Gemara will explain in a moment all these things. Umipnei bitul anim, and because the anim will have to waste too much time. Umipnei hachshad, and because of chshad, umishum bal techala. So the Gemara gives four different reasons why the peya, which we know that the Torah says we're supposed to leave over a corner of our field for the anim. As the Torah describes in Parshas Kedoshim, lo sechale pa'asot cho liktzor, the Gemara says that there are four reasons that's supposed to be done, the corner that's supposed to be left over, supposed to be done at the end of the field. All four of these reasons the Gemara has not yet explained. Number one, we'll just state them, and then the Gemara will explain them, because of fear of stealing from the anim. Number two is it will cause the anim to waste time. Number three is chshad. And number four is a violation of Baal Techala. All four of these reasons are not clear at all, and the Gemara will spell them out very clearly. Mipnei gezel anim, says the Gemara in the last line, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Shelo yira Baal Abayis Sha Pnuya. That a Baal Abayis should not see an open moment, in other words, a moment where there are no other poor people around, V'yomer l'krovo ani, and say to a relative of his who's an ani, Harezu Peah, I'm now saying Sai Peah, jump in and get it. In other words, the Baal Abayis has to do it at the edge of the field, not in the middle of the field, so he won't be able to do it surreptitiously and thereby reward a relative of his who's an ani, while all the other aniim will lose out. And also it has to be done at the field, because otherwise it will cause aniim to waste time. The aniim shouldn't sit and wait, gazing into the field and looking to see when the Baal Abayis leaves a side peah, umishamrim and guarding and saying, "Achshav niach Baal Abayis peah." Now he's left peah. So if you have to do it at the corner, so then in such a case, the aniim will be able to easily assess when it's likely for the Baal Abayis to reach that corner where they are able to collect peah. Umipnei chshad, and also it has to be done at the end of the field because of people suspecting the Baal Abayis. People look at the field and say, "Oh, he didn't take peah. He should be cursed that he didn't take off peah." So they said, "Put it in the corner. This way, no one will think that you didn't pay peah." And also, the Torah told us lo sechale. And because of lo sechale, question is, what does that mean? Aren't the others also reasons of how you're supposed to give peah when there's kilui, when there's the end of your sada? What's going on? No, there's an entirely different pshat. It's not because of the Isra Baal Techala, but it's rather because For those who violate lo sechale, those who do not leave over peya, are afraid that they're going to be able to say, we weren't over, we already put it down. So we say, no, we're watching the end of your field and making sure that you leave peya. Mark continues back to Neros Chanukah. Amar Yitzchak bar Radifa Amar Avunah. Yitzchak the son of Radifa said the name of Avunah. Ner she'esh lo shnei pios, a candle that has two wicks on two sides. Ola shnei b'nei adam can be used by two people for their chiyuv of ner yeshu beisa. Amar Rava milei kara shemen v'kifu psilos. You could fill up a pot or a dish with oil and surround it with different wicks. Kafa lekli. And you put a kli on top of it, ola kam b'nei adam. Then each wick could serve the chiyuv for each individual. Lo kafa lekli. However, if he did not put a utensil on top of it, asa kimi medura has a halacha like a bonfire, fafilu echa nami eina ola, and even for one person, it cannot count. Mark continues, Amar Rava pshitali, it is simple to me, ner beso v'ner chanukah, if a person has to choose between either buying the ner for his house, in other words, Neros Shabbos, which is the ner for his house, or ner Chanukah, ner Beso, Adif Mishum Shalom Beso. Shalom Bayis comes first. Ner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom, if he has only money for either Neros Shabbos or Kiddush, ner Beso Adif Mishum Shalom Beso, the same reason for Shalom Bayis. There's a beautiful story that is told about the Chafetz Chaim that when he was by his Rebbe, Rav Nachumka of Haradna, on Chanukah, the time came for Neros Chanukah, Rav Nachumka didn't budge. Some have the version that he closed his Gemara, he stopped learning, but he sat there for a long time, and he wasn't careful to light in the right time. Chafetz Chaim waited for him a long time, and eventually Rav Nachumka went to light the menorah. Chafetz Chaim asked him what happened. Rav Nachumka said, in the interim, his wife had come home. He was waiting for his wife to come home. And since our Gemara tells us that Shalom Bayis comes first, he knew that his wife appreciated when he waited for her for the Neros Chanukah. So therefore, even though he no longer was lighting in the ideal time, it was a time that he could light, especially that his wife was watching, so then in such a case, the Shalom Bayis, as our Gemara says, comes first. He pointed to our Gemara that says that Shalom Bayis precedes Neros Chanukah. So certainly, if it preempts Neros Chanukah, it would certainly preempt the Lechatchila Zman of Neros Chanukah. It's something for us to keep in mind when we head into the Yom Tov of Chanukah, making sure that our Shalom Bayis is intact. Boy Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom, if a person has Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush, Mau, Kiddush Hayom, Adif to Tadr, should a person spend his money on Kiddush Hayom, which is Tadr, Aldilma Ner Chanukah, Adif Mishum Persume Nisa, or Ner Chanukah is better because of Persume Nisa, Basad Boy, Hadar Pashta, Ner Chanukah, Adif Mishum Persume Nisa, he decided that Ner Chanukah was more significant because it has Persume Nisa. The Gemara now gives us a serious reward for Neros Chanukah and Nerv Shams. Amar Rav Huna, Haragil B'ner, someone who is literally accustomed to Ner, in other words, he's medagdik, he's careful, that he's always be Mekayim the mitzvah of Neros properly, Havila Banim Talmidei Chachamim, he will have children who are Talmidei Chacham. Hazar B'Mezuzah, someone who's careful about the mitzvah of Mezuzah, Zocha L'dira Not. He'll be zocha to a nice apartment. Hazar b'tzitzis, someone who's careful about tzitzis, zocha l'talis noah. He will be zocha to a nice talis, a nice garment. Hazar b'kiddush hayom, someone who's careful about kiddush for Shabbos, zocha umamale gar v'yayim, will fill many barrels of wine. The Gemara now gives examples of people who are praised for being careful on Neros Shabbos. Rav Huna ave rogel d'ave chol v'tani epischa de Rabbi Abin Nagra. Rav Huna used to pass by the entranceway of Rabbi Avin the carpenter, Chazad Avarogel B'Shar Getuva, he saw that he used to be careful and consistent in his Neros Shabbos. Amar Treg Ravri Ravi Nafki Mehacha. He said there were two great men that will come from him. Maybe Kenega, the two candles that we have accustomed to write light for Zachar and Shama. Ravidi Bar Avin, Rav Chia Bar Avin. Both of them came out of Rabbi Avin, the carpenter. Rav Chizda Avirogel Davichal Fatani Epischa Debei Nisha Derev Shizbi. Rav Chizda used to pass by the house of, some learn, the parents of Rav Shizbi or the father-in-law of Rav Shizbi, the in-laws of Rav Shizbi. Chazdav Ragu B'Shar Getuvah, he saw that his parents or in-laws were careful in Meiros Shabbos. Amagav Rabba Nafik Mehacha, they'll be a great person. Nafik Minai, Rav Shizbi came out of this. Devaisu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, Havis Ma'achro Umadlekesla. She was late to light Shabbos candles. All the Rishonim point out, it does not mean that she lit Chas V'Chalil after Shkia, but closed to Shkia. Amar Allah Rav Yosef said to her, Tanya, we learn in the Pasuk, Lo Yomash Amud Ha'onan Yomam, V'Amud Ha'esh Laila. Chazal Darshan, that the Pasuk says, Amud Ha'onan Yomam, that they would be mashlim each other. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel Amud Ha'onan, which meant that before the Anan of Yom would come, the fire of the night would extend only into a certain time in the night, up until the morning star, but the Amud Ha'anan, which would come during the day, would appear a little bit earlier. Similarly, the Amud Ha'esh Alayla would appear a little bit earlier before the Shkia. So too, Rav Yosef was telling his wife, even though the tafkid of the candles are to light for the night, nevertheless, it's supposed to be early, just like the Amud Ha'anan and the Amud Eish, that they came early as well. Avrua Savra Lakduma, so for that reason she decided to make it earlier. Rashi explains really early, Bode Yom Gadol, because the suggestion that her husband had given her. Amalu Ahu Saba, there was this wise old man, some say that this is Eliyahu, he said, Tanina, we learned to Vachelo Yakdim Shelo Yacher, not to light the Neros Shabbos too early. Same time, not too late. Here comes a beautiful Gemara. Amar Rava, Derachim Rabbanan, those who love Rabbanim, Havalu Banin Rabbanan, they will have children who are Rabbanim. Demokir Rabbanan, shows those who show Kavod to Rabbanan, Havalu Chasan Vusa, the Rabbanan, will have son-in-laws who are going to be Rabbanim. What a tremendous Musar this Gemara is. Our children become not what they preach. Our children become, teach our Gemara, what we show, we love. Children want to emulate. If their parents are good people, they want to emulate their parents, and what's important to their parents is what they want to be. And therefore, the way in which, if a parent wants their children to be Talmidei Chachamim, the way in which their children will become Talmidei Chachamim is if they actually love Talmidei Chachamim. Similarly, the halacha requires that a woman is supposed to show kavod to her husband, and a man is supposed to be mechabed his wife as well, even yoser migufa, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Ishus. Someone who is mechabed rabbanim, so then his daughter would be appropriate to marry a rav, that she'll be able to be mechabed. D'dachul me rabbanim, if someone has fear of rabban, hu gufei havitzur v'rabbanim, in the end he will become a rav himself. V'ilav bar hachi, and if he's not shayach, if he never was able to learn Torah, and therefore he cannot become tzurva merabban, the mishtamim mili kitzurva merabban. His words will be heard as if he himself is a rav. This concludes Be'ezras Hashem Daf Chav Gimel, and we now go on to a couple of fascinating halacha lemaisa applications to Hilchos Chanukah. Our first fascinating topic for halacha from the daily daf, from Daf Chav Gimel, in the sugyas again of Neros Chanukah, is a fascinating question of whether a soldier or a traveler has to light Chanukah menorah. The whole discussion really starts from Rashi on our Amud, not from the Gemara, but Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil Haroa describes someone who has not lit a menorah, but he sees a menorah, and he makes the Berachas Haroah of Shas Nisim Lavaseinu. Rashi includes Dibar Maschel Haroah. Dulo huskagu brachas hu el mishalo hidlik bebeis ha'adayin, someone who hasn't lit at home, o liyoshev besvina, or someone who is on a boat. Comes along Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh, Chanukah Simin Yudches, and is medayik, and this is what the Maharsham as well writes in his Shuvas, in Chelik Dalad Simin Kuf Memvav, that the reason why the individual didn't light in the ship is because the ship was an area that does not resemble a home. And the chiyuv of Neros Chanukah is only if someone is in an area that resembles a house. In fact, that fits in beautifully with the Lashon HaRambam.
Beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes, Mitzvasa kol bayis ubayis.
The chiyuv is on every home. Jumping to the halacha lemaisa, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank then says that in Tavshin Lamed Daled, he was asked about soldiers, Israeli soldiers who were defending Eretz Yisrael, who were on the front, and they wanted to know if they should light Chanukah menorah. So he said it depends. If they're in an area that they're covered, and resembles a dwelling, even if it's not a five-star hotel, and most definitely is not in the sand dunes of the Negev and in the hills of the north of Eretz Yisrael, but if they are covered in something that resembles a bayis, then they would be chayiv, even if it's a bayis that's fit for a nomad. However, if they are in the front, on the ground, in trenches, in such a case, there would be no chiyuv whatsoever. Mikrei Kodesh goes on to say that the poskim earlier, like the Marsham and others, had pointed out that when Rashi says a ship, he's not talking about today's cruises or even today's ships that have rooms and so on. It could very well be if a person has a room on a ship, he is going to be chayiv. There is a different approach from the Tzitz Eliezer. But Tzitz Eliezer says that is not Rashi's kavana when he speaks about someone on a ship. He doesn't mean someone on a ship didn't light menorah because he wasn't chayiv because he didn't have a room. Rather, he was on a ship, he didn't have candles. He didn't have other materials to be able to light a menorah. The Tzitz Eliezer therefore concludes in that Simin Chelik Tezvov Simin Choftes Ulezos Pachros Halacha Bazel Nir Lenistaiti Shechayovim Lahadik Ner Chanukah Kishi Yishenim Bechutz Al Pnei Asada. Whoever is traveling or a soldier would have a chiyuv to do his best to light a menorah. In learning the sugya with you, the Pashto seems to me like the approach of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this is, as I see in the Sefer Mitzvah Ner Ishu Beiso, the approach that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well suggested, with a fascinating nuance. A letter is quoted on page Tzadi Dalet from Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Mitzvah Ner Ishu Beiso by Reb Schlesinger, where Reb Shlomo Zalman says the following. He says Dover Poshet, the Ner Chanukah is a Chovas Habayis. However, even though it's a Chovas Habayis, as we see from the Rashi in regards to Svina, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's also a Chovas Hagavra. In other words, it's a Chiyuv on the one hand of the house, yet after Chazal were Mesakin it, they're Mesakin it as a Maisa that's supposed to be done by the Bnei Habayis. And for that reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what happens if a candle was lit by someone else without the Rishus of the Baal Habayis, without the Shlichus of the Baal Habayis, then it hasn't even fulfilled the Chovas Habayis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that it's both. It's both the Chovas Habayis as well as the Chovas Hagavra, but the only place that there's a mitzvah to light is actually a Bayis, and therefore, presumably, Rav Shlomo Zalman held, And I discussed this many years ago with Rav Nevinsel, that Rav Shlomo Zalman would feel that a soldier on the field, if he was not in a house, would not have a chiyuv. Parenthetically, we had mentioned in yesterday's Devar Halacha from the Daf that there is a discussion, how could the Bnei Habayis light with a bracha if at the end of the day the kor chiyuv is ner ishu beis? So we said Rabbi Akiva Eger's approach in the tshuva that almost no one follows, that the Bnei Habayis should have in mind not to be Yotze, possibly Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach, taking in mind what we said from the Sfas Emes yesterday, that originally it's a Chovas Habayis, but then it was instituted as a Chovas HaGavra, Kol Echad VeEchad, it could very well be that there was a Chovas HaGavra that was instituted on every individual, even if there was a candle that was lit in their house, even by their father, even by the Baal Habayis. Nevertheless, there's also an independent Chovas Hagavra on every individual to light if he's in a house. According to the Tzitz Eliezer, even if he's not in the house, he would have a Chiyuv, but it seemed the Rayas were closer to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. One of the Rayas, or the Reb Lezer Waldenberg brings is from the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan said that l'chatchila one should try to light even if one is going on a train. Waldenberg thinks that a train doesn't resemble bias at all. It's moving, etc., etc. L'chura, one could differentiate and say, no, that a train, a nice train, if, of course, it's not a safety hazard, and that's a big if, of course, then in such a case, the individual can light because it's a makom, like the Marasham said, as long as it resembles a house, that's enough to be considered a bias. The Tzitz Eliezer assumed that the Aruch HaShulchan was like on his side because he says, it's not a bias, it's moving. So on that, l'chura, one could be mefakpek, even if it's moving, at the end of the day, if inside it resembles a bias, so then it could very well be that even the Aruch HaShulchan holds that l'chatchila, it's a chovas habayis. Our second topic, lahalacha, is the notion of achsenoi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. If someone is a guest, he's chayiv b'ner Chanukah, and the Gemara says that Rav was mishtatef with a pruta, and thereby included himself in the house. How we understand the idea that Rav included himself in the house by being mishtatef with a pruta dovetails beautifully with what we spoke about earlier, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Yosef Dov Alevi Soloveitchik learned that the sugya on Daf Chav Gimel Amrav, this is quoted in B'ikvei Hatzon of Rav Shechter, Shlita, that the idea that the Achsenoi joins a pruta is not so simply that he would be included in the Maisa Hadlaka itself. However, Rav Soloveitchik argued, if he's not mishtatev a pruta, then he's not considered one of the home. In order to be chayiv in Ner Chanukah, as we mentioned earlier, you have to be connected to the bayis. Is it simply enough to be standing in the bayis to be connected to the Chovas HaBayis? Well, Rav Soloveitchik argued that our sugya is being mechadesh that no. In order to be included in the Chovas HaBayis, the Achsenoi should give a pruta. It is for this reason, one could argue, that even if one has one's own candle, it's not enough to simply light as a guest in your friend's house, because you're not included in the bayis itself. In order to be bechlal habayis, to be included in the house, you have to be a chelek of that mishpacha, and therefore you could be one of the bnei habayis to be mekayim the mahadrin. But if you're not mishtatev bepruta, so then in such a case you're not included as one of the bnei habayis. If that's so, that would mean that everybody, when they are a guest on Chanukah, whether they bring their own menorah to be mekayim the mitzvah mahadrin, or they're being yotze with the bala habayis, they'll have to be mishtatev with the pruta. You're not only being mishtatef with a pruta so as to be included in the maisa hadlaka of the bala bayis, but to be included in the bayis itself. It seems to me that this approach of Rav Soloveitchik here is a case where the two traditions that I've been zoche to receive from my great rabbeim, one the Mesorah from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach from Rav Nevinsal, and the other the Mesorah from Rav Braunspiegel, Rav Shechter, Rav Tversky, Rav Rosenzweig, from Rav Soloveitchik, seem to go against each other. Rav Nevinsal raises in his Ha'ara in the Mishnah Berurah, and in fact, this is also found, as he makes reference to, in the Halicha Shlomo and Perek Tezvav, Dvar Halacha Yud Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered, how could it simply be, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Gimel, that if a person adds a little bit of oil to the candle of the Bala Bayis, that it will be yotze with the mitzvah. The core mitzvah is only the first half hour. And therefore, everything afterwards is only extra. If it's only extra, then he didn't include himself in the core achiyuv. This is Rav Nevinsal's language. Tzarechiyun, ma moel ma'eshemosef Bala Bayis shemen, hareim kolsa regal menashuk, v'gam b'nei habayis, ein mebayis. If the oil is being added when people are not in the house, in other words, he already had enough oil in it for when people are in the house, and when people leave, that's the extra oil that the guest added, or the guest added oil for when people are no longer in the street, ein inyan b'tosefes hadlaka, then there isn't any addition that he's giving for the hadlaka. Rav Shlomo Zalman also asks this kasha, and he leaves off with the tzarachiyun. However, Rav Nevinsal gives an eitzah. Rav Nevinsal suggests v'im kein l'chori Yosef shemen for yosim psilos avos. He suggested that not only should the guest add to the balabais oil, but he should also add thicker wicks and thereby making a nicer candle. It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman and his great Talmud Rav Nevinsal are both assuming that the idea of the achsanoi is to simply join in to the lighting of the bal habayis, and therefore, if he lights his own menorah, it could be that he does not have to be mishtatev pruta. I once discussed this with Rav Nevinsal, but I don't remember the maskana. I have to ask again, Bezer Hashem, before this Chanukah. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the way as Rav Shechter presents it, all of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevinsal's problems fall away. The idea of being mishtatev is not that it's considered yesh breira v'amevin yavin, that the fellow added a little bit into the shemen, and that's considered as if he's part of the hadlaka. No! He added to the balabayas, he showed that he was mishtatev in his home, with a pruta, lav dafka, to the shemen itself, to the candle itself, and therefore he's included in the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis, just like the other of the Bnei HaBayis. So therefore, Rabosai, we have two nafkaminas lahalacha according to the two different havanas of these two great mesoras. Number one, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nevinsal argued, one needs to add something to the candle of the Baal HaBayis if you're not going to light your own menorah. Number two, and this I leave off as a question, could it be that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't, and Rav Nevinsal, you don't need to give a pruta if you are lighting your own menorah? Of course, you need permission for the Baal HaBayis, but there's no requirement to be mishtatev. According to Rav Soloveitchik, that would not be correct. According to Rav Soloveitchik, you need to be mishtatev to the Chovas HaBayis as being part of the Bayis in order to be included of someone who has a Bayis, as we spoke about before in the first section. Neros Chanukah is a Chovas HaBayis. To be included in that Chovas HaBayis, you need to be mishtatev a pruta, and there is no need for you to add something that improves the quality of the candle by simply being connected to the bias, that is going to be enough. We leave off with these nafkaminas. Obviously, unless one is a direct Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, and our Havana of Rav Soloveitchik's position is correct, one should try to be Mekayim Rav Nevinsal's point, yet at the same time, maybe to be Choshesh for the position of Soloveitchik, to be Mishtatev Apruta, to be included as part of the Bnei HaBayis. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topics from Daf Chav Gimel.